Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the Kalam, the poetry of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and it is entitled Apne Malik Ko Razi Kare Khoob Ham. Let us please our Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala very much. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم، جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم۔ دوستوں سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان، دوستوں سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان، ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم، خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل، خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل، کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم۔ دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں، دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں، ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم۔ جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم۔ صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل، صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل، ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم۔ درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستوں، درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستوں، ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم۔ جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم۔ سارے ارض و سما اور شمس و قمر، سارے ارض و سما اور شمس و قمر، دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم۔ دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی، دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی، ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم۔ جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم۔ سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے، سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے، مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم۔ اختر بینوا کی صدائے سنو، اختر بینوا کی صدائے سنو، اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفی, اما بعد. This beautiful rendition was not just a nazam that we heard. This is a great bayan of our very honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu, who was the Rumi Maulana Rum of the time, the Tabriz of the Zamana, Hazrat, who taught us what is this Khanka, what is this Tasawwuf all about. And in reality, this Majalis, these Khankas, what they teach us, what is the reality of life. And here beautifully, Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan of his, Apne Malik ko razi kare khub ham. That a person should realize that why have I got life? Why did Allah Ta'ala, who gave me this life? A person first realizes this, that who gave me this life? And without these beautiful Majalis, the company of the Ahlullah, a person doesn't realize. You just think I've got life and we just carry on loving. But when we come in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an open heart, then a person realizes Allah gave me this life. And if a person comes regularly, then a person will realize, and that thought will start coming to a person, that if Allah gave me this life, what should I be doing with my life? And this is the reality. Apne malik ko razi kare khub ham. That with our life we should be making an effort to make Allah very happy. After all, Allah gave us this life, and every split moment of our life is in the control of Allah. And if we try our best to make Allah Rabbul Izzat happy, Allah will make us happy. And we just have to try. We are too weak. Where can we make Allah Ta'ala happy? But if a person tries, we attend the majalis regularly with the proper intention that we want this connection with Allah. And then Hazrat explains in this beautiful poem how to try and make Allah Rabbul Izzat happy. That this is should this, and this is should be the object and purpose of our life. Every per day a person gets up in his life, a pious person says, when you get up in the morning, then make this niyat, maksoode man tu wa radhae tu, ma'rifat wa muhabbat khud beda. That, O Allah, my object of life is you. You gave me this life. So maksoode man tu wa radhae tu. And what is that? Allah is my object, that I must do things that please Allah Rabbul Izzat. And how to do that? Ma'rifat wa muhabbat khud beda. That, O Allah, let me be connected to such people that I got your ma'rifat. I get your recognition. And when I get your recognition, it will transform into your greatness. And that greatness will automatically transform into the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat further reminds us here, that jiske dil mein nahi tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. That that person who doesn't strive in his life to get the real pain of the love of Allah. Love is painful, but in the beginning it's painful. But as you get the love of Allah, love is enjoyable. That to get up for Fajr, forget Fajr, get up on the cold night for Tahajjud, how enjoyable it is, only the pious servants know about it. So that if a person doesn't have the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Hazrat explains that that person forget being a human being, he is worse than an animal also. Because Allah ta'ala himself says that we gave him eyes, ears, everything, but he doesn't know how to use it. He's looking at haram, etc. You live in the disobedience of Allah, then you're worse than an animal. Because even animals appreciate the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat says, Dosto, sun lo tum kuch meri daasta, ek din fir nahi honge dunya mein ham. Hazrat is reminding us that these valuable majalises, and on behalf of all the Ahlullah, our Dada Shaykh has said this, and on behalf of our Shaykh and all the friends of Allah, they say, listen a little to my plea, listen a little to my bayans and my nasiyat that I'm giving you, one day we won't be in the world to tell you. Then you'll realize, and this is the work of shaitan, when the friends of Allah Ta'ala are there, they keep you away. That I don't have to go to the majlis. There you're just going to sit, you're going to get bored. No, come, force yourself to come to these majalis. This is where you will learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But shaitan keeps you away, he doesn't let you come. And when the pious person passes away, then we all run for the janazah. Good, we'll get some barakat. But now, you can't get the real barakat what you're supposed to get. The injection of life is gone. Hazrat explained to us, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to have majlis in Karachi, then few people used to attend. And here also we see, where the ocean is, the people that love at the ocean, very few come and take water. People from far and wide, what countries are coming, who realize. And those that are there, we don't realize. And when Hazrat passed away, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, then there was a whole ocean of people. So much so that an extra person even like couldn't put his toe, it was so full. Then one wali of Allah took a deep sigh and said, ah, when Hazrat was alive, the majlis was very small. When Hazrat is gone, now everybody wants to be here. So Hazrat is telling us, one day we won't be here in the world. Then we will say, oh, we didn't see Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. We didn't benefit. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. Hazrat explains to us, when you come to these majalis, what you will learn, خاک تن میں نہیں اگر درد دل کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم. That if you don't work to get this love of Allah Ta'ala, how much love of Allah is in the heart, that is the value of the person. The person's value is not today we are attaching our body to outside things. Our value is within us. That is the love of Allah. Today we are attaching our value, the car I drive, the clothes I wear. Hazrat says if your value is the car, then must the fly is also sitting in the car. So he is more valuable than you. He doesn't have to fill petrol or anything. So our value is not the outside things. Our value, we won't have any value if we don't work towards bringing the love of Allah Ta'ala in our heart. Even like that ibadat etc. we will do, we will get sawab. But the value of that ibadat, the value of deen also will come in our lives when the love of Allah Ta'ala will come. When the love of Allah Ta'ala will come, ikhlas will come. Reality will come into our lives. Otherwise, like myself, that we think we're sitting and talking about Allah's love, but still far from it. Still no reality of ikhlas. So even our deen got no value. So this value we have to learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat teaches us, do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi, ha agar aap ki ho nigaah karam. And then as a person gets this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even engages in the work of deen, then he realizes that in both the worlds also, Allah, I've got no value if it is not your special mercies upon me. That if you don't shower your mercy upon me, O Allah, then I've got no value whatsoever. So it's not a matter that a person thinks that I'm a big sheikh now, so many people are following me. If Allah Ta'ala's focus is not upon us, then that person got no value. That so we should be begging all the time for the mercy of Allah. All the time we should be begging. Even Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that nobody can enter Jannat without the mercy of Allah. So much so Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa did now inquired, O Nabi Sallallahu, even you, O Nabi of Allah, said even me, but Allah has encompassed me in his mercy already. So we have to be begging all the time. That so beautifully in another poem our Dada Shaykh has mentioned, agar tu chahe hai karam aapka, warna ham chahne ke to kabil hi nahi. Said, O Allah, if you have desired me and you brought me in this majlis, it is only your kindness. I couldn't come here on my own. But Allah wants to see our talab, our desire. If we got this desire, Allah will focus His mercy upon us. So this we have to develop and we have to cry first of all, making dua and making this little effort to come to these majalis and develop this true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where you will get this, this is the system of Allah. You won't find it anywhere in the kitab, just by bayan. And today with the media on internet, etc., technology, you won't find it there. It's only in one place. Sohbat-e ahle dil se mila dard-e dil. Warna paate kaha se ye daulat bhi hum. Hazrat says, and Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, a sheikh of his time. And Hazrat was an embodiment of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just couldn't stop talking of the love of Allah. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, supper, all the time Hazrat used to talk of the love of Allah. And Hazrat says, where did I get this? In the company of Ahl-e-Dil. That people who got heart. Everybody got heart here.
But those people who have given their heart to the creator of a heart, those are people who are called Ahle Dil. Otherwise, people like myself, our heart is connected, like as Maulana Musa Sahib said, to our sports or to our cars, our businesses, and sad, illicit love affairs, then that person is not worth calling a person who got a heart. So sit in a company of Ahle Dil. Allah has brought us here. Let us open our hearts and beg Allah that, oh Allah, what is in that heart of that friend of yours, that love of yours, that connection, what is called nisbat. Oh Allah, I also want this great wealth of yours. And if we want to learn this, Hazrat says, Dard e Dil seekhna hai agar dosto, saath mere raho fir sikhayenge. If you want to learn this love of Allah, we have to sit and stay in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not we just come for one majlis and we think it's enough. We have to be regularly attending with an open heart. Then as we sit in the company, the eyes of the heart will start opening up and then we will see the world. Sare arzu wa sama aur shams wa kamar dekar paayenge. Pa gaye apne khaliq ko hum. Now when you look at the skies, you look at the earth, now you will think of Allah. Otherwise we walk on the earth every day, we look at the skies every day, myself, no subhanallah comes out, no alhamdulillah comes out. But when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, they'll make operation on our hearts, we'll start seeing whatever we see around. Hazrat says that every speck of Allah, let me see you. Dil ke milne ki hai baat kuch aur hi. Saad rehte go ek muddat se hum. And one thing is, when we come here, we have to beg Allah, that, oh Allah, what is in that heart, let it penetrate my heart. Otherwise, Hazrat says, you can love what a sheikh for years and years also. You can be the khadim e khas, but if you don't take from the heart of the sheikh, then it's something else. To get from that heart, and to get from that heart, Hazrat further teaches us, Sakhtiya sheikh ki hai fana ke liye. Mat samaj usko har kis sitam. That when you love what the sheikh, sometimes he will tell you something, do this, do that. You might think it's difficult. You might think he's shouting you, but he's not shouting us. He's taking out all that pride, all that I'm somebody. And so this is to annihilate us. And without emptying our heart, annihilation, that I'm totally nothing, then only Allah comes in the heart. So never ever think that the sheikh told me this. This is all for our own benefit. This is all to connect us to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat further finally tells us, Akhtare bainawa ki sadai suno. Apne malik ko razi kare khub ham. Hazrat says that, oh, this Akhtar rahmatullah alayhi, what that pain, I'm telling you, please, listen to my pleas. Let us make an effort to make Allah Ta'ala very happy. And for this, Hazrat used to go in a josh and said, guna se dur raho. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq that we stay far away from the disobedience of Allah. And these are the places where we will get this medicine, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وقال تعالى وأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فيقول ها هم اقرأوا كتابيه إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابيه فهو في عيشة راضية وقال أيضا وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه ولم أدر ما حسابيه يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني مالية. الحمد لله, indeed all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send درود and salutations, peace and salam upon our noble master Muhammad رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحاب سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to attend this gathering. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the human being the faculty of making choices. And as Allah ta'ala also mentions in the Qur'an al-Kareem, أَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيُّ وَسَعِيدٌ وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا أَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. We had this phrase that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these things, and as a human being we have to make a choice. So what motivates us in making this choice? How does a person make a choice? We find in the school, just to take a simple example, the beginning of the year the students know that at the end of the year there's going to be an examination. And comes the end of the year, that person who worked hard exactly as Allah mentions in the Quran that I have recited. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. So that person who is given his book of record of deeds in the right hand, فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. He'll be elated, joyful, happy, shouting everyone that come and see my report. يَا لَيْتَ وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ. That from the beginning of the year I knew that I'm going to do it, and there is going to be some examination and I'm going to get the result. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَ. And thereafter he will be, obviously he's going to be very happy at the end of the year. So that person also is given his book of good deeds in the right hand on the day of Qiyamah. Forever and ever thereafter he's going to be in peace and comfort. And on the converse we have that student who knows also that there is going to be an exam. We are going to get report cards as well, but I'm not going to worry. End of the year come, we'll see what happens. Allah Ta'ala says regarding this person also, the human being, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِي فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. Exactly like that boy says, oh, I haven't got a report. Ask the person, where's your result? No, I wish I wasn't given the report card rather. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. And if only I didn't know my result. In other words, it would have been better for me if I didn't get a report and I don't know what was the result. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. He'll say if only that death was actually the deciding factor, that after death there's nothing else to come, if only that was the reality. But everyone knows that after death Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us life again and we are going to be answerable. So now what motivates me to make the right choice? If I just keep this in mind, inshallah, that I'm going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I'm going to get my book of deeds. I'm going to leave this world one day. Each and every person is going to leave this world. To remind us in the program, yeah, alhamdulillah, the kitab is read, motiyad, shokai, watan, etc. So a person realizes that this is my actual journey that I'm going to undertake. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar most probably came in the company of 10 sahaba rilwanum. And in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ أَكْيَسُ النَّاسُ وَأَحْزَمُ النَّاسُ. The messenger of Allah, tell us who is the most intelligent and most prudent of men. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before we give the answer, we need to understand who is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one ayah of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala explaining, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala said, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيثٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. It verily has come to you a messenger from among yourself, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Anything that puts you in difficulty is hard for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حَرِيثٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is greedy for your good. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And the qualities that Allah Ta'ala uses for himself, Ra'uf and Rahim, these very qualities of kindness, compassion and mercy are found in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives a reply and says, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ إِسْتِعَدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ نُزُولِهِ. That those who remember death the most and those who prepare the most for death before it comes. So now we know our journey is where we're going to meet death. There's going to be preparations necessary. And like this boy, when he goes to school, there's going to be challenges. So comes the weekend, everyone else is playing, he must decide whether I'm going to do my assignment. Examination time come, am I going to waste my time outside or must I be studying? Always there's going to be challenges. In this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us challenges as well. And that's also we find the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ أَحَبَّ دُنْيَاهُ أَضَرَّ بِآخِرَتِهِ وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ آخِرَتَهُ أَضَرَّ بِدُنْيَا. The person who loves and works only for the year after, he has to undergo some sort of loss in this world. And a person who works only for this world, he has to endure some loss in the year after. So this is a general rule. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises us. What's the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rights over us are more than we have over ourselves. In one tafsir it is mentioned, وَهُوَ أَبُوهُمْ. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is regarded as their father, our father. So what's the condition of a father? If a person is in a business, he has competition. Obviously, he would like to outdo the competition. I have to do something better than this person who's selling things. In the politics also, I need to beat the opposition. Sports as well, any field we see a person wants to outdo the next. But as far as a person's son is concerned, every time we'll see that a person wants something better for his son than what he has for himself. So I've got two shots, my son needs to go a stage higher. In the sporting arena I've excelled so far, my son needs to do better. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned here, he's regarded as the father, wa huwa abuhum. What advice does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give? He says, فَآثِرُ مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنِي. My advice to you is that give preference to that which is everlasting over that which is temporary. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this time. We know where we're heading to. We've got the choices to make. We need to make the right choice. Another thing worth mentioning, every time we hear in the beginning of Ramadan that they say a person does a nafal act is equal to a fard, and a fard is equal to 70 faraid. So how does this translate? What's the difference? What's the meaning of this? Mujaddid al-Faisani Allama Ahmad Sirhindi rahmatullah alayhi was asked this question. And in response he said that the difference between a fard and a nafal is that a person takes his entire life's nafal. Then perhaps it can equal to one fard. So what does this mean? If I have to read 2 rakat salah now in the month of Ramadan, 2 rakat that I am performing, whatever I've done previously, 30, 40, 50 years, all the nafal that I've performed thus far, this two rakat is much more superior than this. If I'm giving charity also, I give 2 rand. Every day I'm used to giving 2 rand, perhaps. The 2 rand I give in Ramadan, whatever I've done previously in my entire life, the 2 rand given in this month is much more superior. We still have some time in this month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to utilize it correctly. Just one more thing worth mentioning, inshallah. Many people are reciting Quran abundantly in this month. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is that whatever you get, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you a recompense. 10 times the reward, every letter you read, 50 times, 100 times the reward. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the maw'ud. But what's our aim and objective of reading the Quran? The aim and objective of anything that we do should be firstly the pleasure of Allah. Once we've got the pleasure of Allah, our objective is received, and whatever Allah ta'ala promises, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us as well. So I heard one alim mentioning that when a person recites the Quran also, it should not be just only for the rewards, but what's promised in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. So Allah mentions that this Quran, Allah ta'ala has sent for hidayat, for the guidance of mankind. So my intention in reading the Quran is, one reason for me reading this Quran is that let it be a means of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. In the Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ الشِّفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. There's shifa in it for the spiritual as well as physical illnesses, and rahma in it as well. The conditions of the Muslims throughout the world, we desire the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that makes these three intentions also while reading the Quran, inshallah, that Allah ta'ala uses as a means of guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses as a means of shifa, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses as a means of rahma as well for the entire mankind. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa la'aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in wa ba'd. The most respected, beloved elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a truly unique opportunity. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us with being able to witness the month of Ramadan. And then on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to witness the last 10 days of Ramadan. And as we have learned from our beloved Hazrat, that every single action has its own unique nur. So we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us nurun ala nurun ala nurun ala nur, nur upon nur upon nur. But we must understand that simply living through these munasibat, living through these occasions is not sufficient. That a person must make some effort. And if they don't make effort now, then when will the time come when they will make effort? Our Hazrat, with such dard-e-dil, with such pain in his heart, with such muhabbat and shafqat and love, tries to remind us every single day that we have to make the effort. It's not going to be because of our connection, our nisbat with somebody, that we will enter into Jannah by itself. We must present our actions in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in addition to Allah ta'ala favoring us with all these ni'mas of time, whether that be the month of Ramadan, whether that be the 15th of Sha'ban, whether that be the last 10 days of Ramadan, Allah has always also favored us with being able to spend time in the company of His Ashiq, the one who loves Him, our beloved Shaykh. And we understand that spending time in the company of the awliya of Allah, in that is a unique treasure. One time Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib was walking with his Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi rahimahullah. And Hazrat Thanvi, Mufti Shafi Sahib asked Hazrat Thanvi, he said, Hazrat, some of these Sufis, they make this statement. They say, yak zamana suhbate ba'uliya, behtar sadsara ibadat beriya. That spending spending 1 second in the companionship of the awliya of Allah is better than 100 years of ibadat, that is without showing off, without riya. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib asked Hazrat Thanvi, he said that these people make this statement that spending 1 second in the companionship of the awliya of Allah is better than 100 years of ibadat without riya. And so Mufti Shafi Sahib said, Hazrat, I don't think this jumla, this statement can be correct. How correct? How can it be correct? Hazrat said, you're right. It should be yak zamana suhbate ba awliya behtar hazar saad ibadat bariya. That spending one second in the companionship of the awliya is better than 1,000 years of ibadat that is done without showing off. We see that when we sit in the company of these people, then we are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when describing a friend, he said, إِذَا رُؤُوا, that when you see them, ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ, you are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these jumlas and statements are not things that people say just to show off, or just to make something, or just to say wah wah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described these people. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, humul qawm la yashqa bihim jalisuhum. That in this dunya, there will be people that we will regret spending time with. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah ta'ala mentions this example, that the kafir, he will bite his hand, and he will say, ya laytani, what loss is upon me? Ya khusran, what evil upon me that I spend my time in the companionship of those people who removed me from my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in contrast, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are people that you spend time in their companionship and la yashqa bihim jalisuhum. You will never regret spending time with them. The ash'ar that were recited so beautifully, the labbilubab, the background, the whole core of the ash'ar is what? That spend time in the company of these people. And don't just sit, but spend time with the niyat, as our Hazrat mentions, with everything we must have intention. We're sitting here with the intention of gaining the love of Allah Ta'ala. We're sitting here with the intention of also having that same nisbat, of having that same connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we see that there is one book also probably available here in the bookshop called Qariwan-e-Thanvi. In that book, it lists the biographies of all the khulafa, or several khulafa of Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah. And we see that Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah, from his Shaykh Hadi Sahib, he made this tasawwuf for us, as our Hazrat was mentioning yesterday, it was full of bid'at. Hazrat Thanvi cleaned it once again. And he made it and took it back to its pure original form. That is what is from the Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he made it in a way that was very simple. He used to say, if people come to Thanabawan, people come to the village that he was, there were three sheikhs that would sit in the khanqah. And depending on a person's mizaj, they would be sent to each sheikh, either Hazrat Maulana Zamin Shaheed, either Haji Sahib, or either Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah. And Hazrat Thanvi would say that if you want to get wilayat, and you want to soar, and you want to be from the aqtab and this, then you go here. If you want this, you go here. And if you just want to be learned to how to be a human being, then you come to me. Then you come to me. And our Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi, he used to have this same fikr. He used to say, those people who are dry, khush mizaj people, he said, send them to someone else. He said, digest padne walo, those people who like to read stories, and who used to like to watch in the Jahiliyyah TV shows and this and that. He said, bring them to me. They have the capability to love. So we see in this Qariban Thanvi, there is a name that is mentioned, and that person's name was Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahimahullah. And we see that every day we recite his ash'ar, this ash'ar that we recite at the zikr time, and several other times you also hear his ash'ar. And he was a world-class poet, what they used to call an all-India poet. And the poets of that zamana, they were famous for two things. Number one, they were famous for their sharab, that they would drink. They would always be drunk. And number two, they were famous for their sort of jahili ash'ar, their poetry that had filth inside, words that were not good inside, no dardid, no love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Khwaja Sahib, sitting in the companionship of Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah, he changed so much that he mentions that at one time I went for one mushaira, I went for one poetry competition. And he said that I went in my, Hazrat Wala explains the story, he says that he went in his regular structure, this long kurta, this topi. And now he started to, people would mock him, people would make fun of him, they would insult him. Who is this Molvi? What is he? Why has he come here? And when he would open his mouth, then they would say, Subhanallah, there's something in his tongue. So one day, there was another poet who was very famous in that time, whose name was Jigar Sahib Muradabadi. And he came and he saw this Khwaja Sahib reciting Ash'ar. And he saw his outside structure. And he said, Khwaja Sahib, I want to become like you. What must I do? What must I do? So Khwaja Sahib, in a fit of josh and a fit of enthusiasm, he said, you cannot become like me. You cannot come to Hazrat Thanvi. You cannot sit with him. Why? Because you drink. And you cannot do that in Thanabon where Hazrat is. So they parted their ways. After some time, Khwaja Sahib went and met Hazrat Thanvi again, and he tried to show off. He said, oh Hazrat, guess what? This person, Jigar Sahib, he wanted to sit with you. But I told him, I warned him away. I shooed him away. I said, no, you cannot sit. Hazrat became very angry. He said, who are you to push him away? If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can entertain a kafir in his house, cannot Ashraf Ali entertain a Muslim who has a problem in his own home? Go find him. And in that zamana, this is not the zamana of cell phones and WhatsApp and this and that. So Khwaja Sahib had to go find Jigar Sahib Muradabadi. And he had to give him dawah to come back and sit in Thanabawan with Hazrat. And so after some time he found him, he brought him back. When Hazrat Thanvi met Jigar Sahib, he said, Jigar Sahib, here are some rules that this khanqa, it's waqf for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It belongs to Allah. So we cannot do anything of masiyat, any sin here. So if you need to drink, please go to my house, you can drink in my house. But please do not drink in the khanqa. And he said, you don't need to do anything here. No zikr, no fikr, no shughal, nothing. Just sit like a guest. Sit like a mehman. Just sit and observe. Sit and observe. Sit and observe. There were people who came in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were prisoners. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the sahaba would tie them to the pillars. They would just witness what was going on. And they would become mutqin. So this Jigar Sahib, he did that. After a few days, he came to Hazrat Thanvi and he said, it's another mushaira, another competition, another time has come, another poetry competition. May I please go? Hazrat said, you may go, but we close the khanqa at midnight. 12 o'clock at night, we lock it. So make sure you come at Fajr, otherwise you won't be able to spend the night anywhere. He said, okay, no worries, this is what I will do. Now, Jigar Sahib, he began to drink before even leaving, on the train, at the mushaira, all the way drunk, drink. And now he was drunk on his alcohol. So he forgot that he must return at Fajr time. When he returned back to the khanqa, he found that the doors were locked. So he didn't know what to do. And now the tashnal, the thirst for alcohol, it increased. So he started walking around. Now those of you who have seen Thanabawan, small village, nothing there. So even in that zamana, there was probably even more nothing there. So now he's walking around. As he's walking, he happens to see one small light on and somebody reading or making tilawat or doing something outside of their house. So he walks by and that person says, who is it? Somebody's walking back at night, you're going to ask, who is it? So the person who was asking was actually Hazrat Thanvi. He was sitting outside of his house reading. And Jigar Sahib walked by and he said, it was just me, Jigar. So Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah said, Jigar Sahib, what are you doing? He said, you know, Hazrat, I'm looking to drink, but I can't find drink anywhere. Hazrat said, okay, there's a Hindu, he owns a shop down the road. Just knock on the door, he'll be sleeping in his shop. Wake him up, tell him I send you, and he will sell you alcohol. So he went and he did that. And on the way back, he has had the bottle in his hand.
and he is passing by this house, and once again Hazrat Thanvi is sitting there, and now it begins to rain. And so he, to escape the rain, Hazrat Thanvi calls him inside. He said, "You just spend a few minutes here." So Hazrat Thanvi looks at him and he says, "Jigar Sahab, until when? Until when?" So Jigar Sahab looks at Hazrat Thanvi and he says, "Hazrat, I want to change my life. Can you please make four du'as for me? Can you please make four du'as for me?" So he said, "What are those du'as?" He said, "Number one, make du'a that I leave this drink, I leave this alcohol." He said, "Okay." He said, "Second du'a, make du'a that I have tawfiq to grow a beard." He said, "Okay." He said, "Number three, make du'a that I have tawfiq to take my mother for hajj." He said, "Okay." He said, number four, make du'a that I die on iman. That I die on iman. We see that the ulama, the awliya, these walis, these sheikhs that we see, that they don't ever write anyone off. They don't write anyone off. We write people off very easily. But they don't write people off. People who are ganda, haqir, faqir, like ourselves, we see that with such shafqat and love. Maulana Hazrat Muhammad Rahman Sahib was mentioning Hazrat Wala's sheikh, Sakhtiya Sheikh, right? The harshness of the sheikh. Our sheikh, Nurun ala Nur, Shafiq an Shafiq, no Sakhti, with love. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahimahullah made dua. Years later, we see that this Khaja Sahib, his life changed. He left his alcohol, he grew his beard, he took his mother for Hajj. And one day he had gone to the doctor said that your liver has become so corrupted by the consumption of alcohol that your life is very, you have a few days left to live. If you don't continue drinking, you have only a few days left to live. So Jigar Sahib said that I would rather live 1 second, only one more second, in the obedience of Allah than live 100 years in the ghaflat and negligence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This same Jigar Sahib, Muradabadi Mufti Shafi Sahib, Ghaliban mentioned about him. He said the first dua was accepted. He said, "Zalim ka bacha," the second dua was accepted. The third dua was accepted. Mufti Shafi Sahib says, "I have yaqeen that Allah accepted the fourth dua as well." So we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change the life of any single person. But we need to make effort in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And as Hazrat is saying, this is our training time. That we train now, we put effort now, we put emphasis now, and then later we will be able to see the rung and the color. This same Khaja Sahib, he was not Alim, he was not Mufti, he was just a regular postmaster general for the British government. But after Hazrat Thanvi passed away, Mufti Shafi Sahib made ruju and took birth with Khaja Sahib. Such a great Alim. Such a great Alim. And such a great Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah. So we see that we can connect ourselves, and we must connect ourselves with these personalities who are in front of us. And don't think that time will come forever. Oh, I'll go to see Hazrat next week, or I'll sit in next majlis. May Allah Ta'ala give our Hazrat a long, long life with khair and afiyat. Sihat and health with khair and afiyat. But we don't know what our own time. Perhaps we leave the house and we meet up in an accident, waliyaz billah. Then we will only have regret. We won't have that opportunity again. So we must take this effort and try to connect ourselves in such a way that we bring change in our life. But we have to identify what is our own bimari, what is our own sickness, and bring that in front of Hazrat. "Hazrat, I have a problem, I can't control my eyes, what do I do?" Khaja Sahib went to Hazrat Thanvi one time, he says, "I can't control my eyes, Hazrat, what do I do?" Hazrat told him, "This is the nuskha, do this." He came back some days later, Hazrat is stuck, getting controlled, what do I do? Hazrat said, "Okay, this is the cure." He came back after some days, Hazrat said, "This is the ilaj." He came back the fourth time, Hazrat said, "Listen, you waste your eyes again, you look at something you're not supposed to see, then you leave my khanqah and you leave me." Khaja Sahib said, "That was the hammer on my heart, that how could I leave my Hazrat? No, now this nafs I will bring into control." So we see our Hazrat Wala, this was his passion, his burning passion, just to bring this into control. I believe Maulana Mansur al-Haq Sahib, he was describing that, not with harshness, he said, "Dil ko qabza kiya muskurakar," that with one smile bought my heart. And same with our Hazrat. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The speaker himself, first and foremost, I have none of this reality. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala changes our heart, that puts through the barakat of this Mubarak Majlis and through the barakat of the huzoor of our beloved Shaykh, that Allah Ta'ala changes our heart and that Allah Ta'ala makes us people of true dard-e-dil and reality.
Alhamdulillah. الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم. When those ayat was revealed, then all the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم Ajma'in, were happy, except Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who started crying. So everybody was surprised also that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in those verses that his victory, fatah, and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come and people will enter into Islam in large numbers. So we should be happy. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was crying, and he was crying because he understands something that the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum did not understand. And he understands that if victory is going to come, then it means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mission and his maqsad in this world is complete. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will call him back. So this is why he was crying. So we can understand through this small incident that those who are really close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, their attitude is different than the normal people. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was the most closest to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the same way, on one occasion that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, they were great Sahaba radiallahu anhum in his majlis, and he called Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhum, and certain of those Sahaba radiallahu anhum, great of them, they were surprised because they say he is young, so why is he part of this mashwara? And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he asked those Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what do you think about the tafsir of this? And he asked Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, who says that I think that it means that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to depart from this world. So we see that when we have this kayfiyat, this ta'alluq ma'allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then our attitude should be different. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا ينبغي لصاحب القرآن أن يجد مع ما وجد. Yani, the person who has Quran Karim in his heart, he should not be angry when the other people are angry. If people are neglectful, we don't think about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then the Ahlullah, they think about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On one occasion, I think it was Hazrat Mufti Taqi Saab rahmatullahi alayhi wa barakatuhum, in his majlis he was making a joke. Then everybody laughed. And after this joke, Hazrat asked, he said, who taught about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when I was doing this joke? And even though we alhamdulillah, we can be good character, everything, but every time we should think Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On one occasion, I think it was that Mana Rashid Ahmad Nangui Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, they were going for Hajj, and they were on a ship, on a boat, and the waves were very violent, and everybody was worried. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he just stayed quietly, and people also were surprised why he's not worried. So they came to him and he said, why are you worried? Ham jaate nahi bulaye jaate. We are not going. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is calling us. So this is why when there is this ta'alluq ma Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the heart, then the kayfiyat will change. And regarding Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, it is said that he stayed in the company of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during 10 years. And when he stayed with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi says that because of two main qualities he got this daraja, this status. He said one, he made a lot of khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and second thing, he has a lot of adab. On one occasion in Sahih al-Bukhari it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praying tahajjud, and he also prayed next to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he put himself back and not on the same line, and this was his adab. So Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi said because of his khidmat and because of his disadab, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for him. And the same way Hazrat our Hazrat Daman Barakatuhum mentioned that this adab is so important that Maulana Tani rahmatullah alayhi says that sometimes bay adabi can make more nuqsan than even a sin. So in the same way, alhamdulillah, we should try. The more we will make khidmat, inshallah, we will sit with adab, with correct niyat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshallah, will open the way. Regarding Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, just to elaborate a little bit on this kayfiyat of the qalb, on one occasion somebody came to him, and he was a big businessman. So somebody came to him and told him that your ship with all of goods drowned, so you lost everything. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he did not say anything. He looked at his heart and he said alhamdulillah. Then this person went away and he came back and he said no, it was a wrong information, and your ship did not drown. So same way Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi did not say anything. He looked at his heart and he said alhamdulillah. So people wonder, he say, okay, we understand if your ship did not drown, you say alhamdulillah. But if your ship drowned, why at this time you say alhamdulillah? So he say, I look in my heart if my heart was affected by this or not. So as my heart was not affected, this is why I thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One very great saint of Islam say that من شهد الخلق لا فعل لهم فقد جاز. Yani if you progress to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you try to acquire ihsan, worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ka'annaka tarahu. Then if you look at the creation, la fi'ala lahum, that they cannot do anything besides the will and the izn of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then faqad jaz, this person has progress. وَمَنْ شَهِدَ الْخَلْقَ لَا حَيَاةَ لَهُمْ. The one who sees the creation as if they are dead, they don't have life, then فَقَدْ فَاز, this person have get success. And then after he say in conclusion that وَمَنْ شَهِدَ الْخَلْقَ عَيْنَ الْعَدَمْ فَقَدْ وَصَلْ. And the one who will look at the creation as they don't exist, then this person have reached Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And as our Hazrat Damul Barakatuhum mentioned, that somebody asked one saint of Islam that how do we know if we have nisbat ma'allah tabarak wa ta'ala or not. So this great saint of Islam rahimahullah ta'ala, he say that when you became baligh, then nobody had to tell you, you knew that you became baligh. So in the same way, when somebody will get nisbat ma'allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then his way of walking, of speaking and acting also will change. So inshallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah, we are here, as it has been reminded to us, to try to acquire this nisbat ma Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to make khidmat also, to sit with adab also, and to try to get the dua and progress to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. My respected elders and beloved brothers, I came to this madrasa in 1994, and I studied in this madrasa for about 8 years. What I've learnt in the madrasa after going into practical life, I myself saw a great benefit and a great guidance. Hazrat Maulana, our Sheikh, used to come to a classroom every Tuesday. And he used to tell us few points, and it was my habit to write in a notebook. Till today, whenever I give a talk, it's a Jummah talk, his talk in Laylatul Qadr, odd nights, wherever it is, that book is still a guideline for me. One of the most important things which I learned from Hazrat, and it really helps me till today, I have benefited tremendously from this, is adab in a person's life. Whatever he has, he must do with adab and respect. He must never see at the fault of his superiors. He must always love his asatiza. He must respect his elders the most. Hazrat was very, very particular about being punctual on time. I seen a great benefit in this. We are giving 15 minutes for Jummah talk. I finish in 14 minutes, sometimes don't speak more, but I saw great benefit in that. Secondly, also, Hazrat used to give a lot of importance on to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Hazrat told us, don't make your deen as a scapegoat for dunya. So I never used to understand English very well. I asked many people, nobody answered. I wasn't satisfied. And because of that barrier with Hazrat, he's a Muslim sahab, I'm a student, I couldn't go and ask him. But time taught me this, that I must never use my deen to get benefit of the dunya. And I saw a great, great benefit in this, that we must never use that. Deen is for me. Deen is not to get benefit of other people must come and praise me, that they must thank me. A person gives a talk, the people must come and tell you got a very good talk. Deen is not for that. Deen is for me, for my qabr, for my akhirat. One other thing also Hazrat told us, very, very important. He said all the deviant sects which takes place, whether it is Salafism, whether it is Maududiyat, the person goes off the track because he leaves the path of the pious predecessors. Must never jump to Sahaba radiallahu anhu. There is a ladder. We need our asatiza, our elders. We go there, then we reach Sahaba radiallahu anhu. If you go direct jump, you're going to fall. So very important, any Quran ayat, any hadith, what the elders said about it. And look at the buzurus of that zamana, how they're practicing on that ayat and hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu. So that is a very, very great benefit I had in my life. That what Mujaddid al-Millat, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi did. One other thing also Hazrat told us, that Deobandiyat also, they are very, very different things. Let us stick to the mizaj of Mujaddid al-Millat, Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi and Sheikh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Zakari rahmatullahi and Faqih al-Ummat, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad al-Hasan Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi. That is our track now. We have to lead this way now. We look at this people, that people, a person will be nowhere. One other thing which I learned from Hazrat, very, very beneficial, just don't listen to talks of so many people. Oh, you got your faith, you trust one person, you trust a line. These are our buzurugs, we are going to listen to them. And then you have atimad on them. And so much sharif sadr you must have that on the day of Qiyamah I will tell Allah was following them. And my success will be in that. We listen to that person, experiments a person does. Let's go and listen to that talk also. Let us go that majlis also. Let's go there also. A person himself becomes pareshan. He himself, he got his elders, he makes atimad on them. And he must follow them. Lot of barakat and rahat in them. I myself, my experience is nothing, but I saw in the last 15 years, after I qualified, I saw a lot of barakat in my madrasa. So much barakat Allah gave me, always I consulted Hazrat, we got our line, we have, I'm very, very, I feel happy. I saw Hazrat when he used to give a talk to us after us, sometimes students, Hazrat used to talk about Deoband madrasa. I said, what? Maulana got so much love of Deoband. So I started loving Azadville. In every talk, which I say, Azadville is my madrasa. I studied in Azadville. And I saw the barakat in that. My madrasa students, mashallah, Tahdith bin Nemat, nobody. We had Quran recitation. Many people came. Our students in madrasa, they're the best reciters of Quran Sharif in the whole city. Nobody can compare them. Qiraat, Tajweed. I definitely see is nisbat with azadul witches. I want to do iftar. Many people told me, go here, go there. I said, no, I'll stick to azadul. We had one malfooz of Hazrat. He told us after asr that you stick to your elders. Hazrat Maulana Mujaddid Millat, Maulana Shaf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh, had the opportunity to go and do Dawra Hadith somewhere. Somebody told him, go and make Dawra Hadith there. That Shaykh Ali Mahdith, mashallah, this, that. He said, no, I'll do with my ustad. So I also decided I'll do iftar here. I won't go anywhere else. And there's a lot of barakat in that. A lot of fatwas are coming and so easy to answer. Just stick to fatwa Mahmudiyya. Just one. It's so easy to do that. Madrasa students are coming, no problem. Madrasa, we got a lot of asatiza now, it's increasing. We got no major problems till today. Other thing also has taught us, very, very important, is the rule of making chanda. I written it down, the three rules. The first rule Hazrat told us, when you make chanda, you must make sure deen ke ihanat na ho. Person must not, deen mustn't get insulted. The person must not make mockery of the deen when you make the chanda to the people. I had the three usuls written, till today, I don't know after that, never short of money. Allah shukr, people come, because I had the three usuls with me, that you must have that. Istighna of the people also, you keep the respect of the deen also, in every aspect of our life. In my house also, in my children, what I got, I've got five children. The tarbiyat of the children. From small Hazrat told us, put topi on the head. Hazrat even told me that when you sleep also, try to sleep with the topi. I remember. And I saw the benefit of this. Sometimes the family, the uncles and the in-laws, they're all against it. They're not buzurgs of 2 years, why they must have topi? But I saw the effect of it. My first son became Hafiz, mashallah, very good Hafiz. He's doing tarawih for the last 3 years in masjid. Second son already got 17 paras. They want to become Hafiz al-Quran because small they got topi. They got kurta, Islamic dress from the beginning. We learned that from Hazrat. How to treat the wife, we learned from that Hazrat. He saw great benefit in that. In my own house, I got so much of deen, so much of muhabbat, like my house is like Jannat. Because I heard the small thing from Hazrat. How to keep the wife happy, not to be dry and bitter. All those muzakras of Hazrat, they got written there. I got so much happiness in my house with my wife and children. I'm so happy with that. And we got no worries at all. Other thing also Hazrat has taught us that to be in your government laws, that should be crystal clear. You open a madrasa, it should be well. Everything, we kept to that. What is the laws of the land is, the government is. You're driving a car, you must have a seat belt. All this, I learnt it. We have written it down. We're practicing tuta puta here and there, we fall out also, we don't. But we saw great benefit in that. So may Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq also to keep on that path. Very, very important. Darte darte karna chahiye. Allah keep me also. Huh? Each and every statement which we're learning here and the experience of Hazrat, very, very vast. I had bought a madrasa before buying it to make much mashrad Hazrat. Hazrat, the madrasa land is very big. I'll make a darulum and make the asatiza's house also in the madrasa premises. And others gave me ajeeb guidance and I followed that. Everybody else's opinion was different and I followed Hazrat's opinion. We got no asatiza's house in the madrasa premises. I don't know, Hazrat advised me at that time, I saw great benefit in that. So in my deen also, in my dunya also, in every aspect I benefited tremendously. And I tried it also for the last so many years. And I request everybody who's here also, let's stick and inshallah we just one. And Allah gives us so much of barakah, so much of happiness, peace of mind, and so many things Allah gives us, and so much Allah uses us for the deen of Allah. You can't make shukr enough for the ne'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq also to practice, and Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq also to pass it on to others.